This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After considering charges against co-defendant Eileen O'Neill all last week, the jury in the murder trial of abortionist Kermit Gosnell are turning their attention this week to the charges against the 72-year-old abortionist, charged with 5 counts of murder. Pennsylvania law requires unanimous decisions from juries in capital crimes, so the Gosnell jury could take some time. One issue missed in media accounts is that if 1 in 3 Americans of childbearing age over the last 40 years has had an abortion, some jurors may find incredible internal conflicts in coming to a guilty verdict. Delaware is the first state to be free of abortions for any substantial length of time since Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood has had to close operations there after Operation Rescue and others exposed a perfect storm of botched abortions, harmed women, sexual harassment, and unsanitary conditions. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. A government bill would make lawful the direct and intentional killing of unborn children in Ireland. The bill appears to obligate Catholic hospitals there to provide abortions, so for moral reasons and to protect conscience rights. Catholic bishops in Ireland have published a strongly worded response to the government plan. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.